Kimberly Blouse, Kimberly K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Blouse, B-L-O-S-S-E. Date of birth is 12/15/1967. This is for date of service 7/20/2023. Mrs. Blouse is a 55-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of an incidental adrenal gland adenoma. She also has a history of hyperlipidemia, splenectomy in 2018 due to a car accident, and anxiety and depression. She also has hypothyroidism and is on levothyroxine 137 micrograms daily. She was noted to have an adrenal gland incidental loma in June of 2013. Her MRI at the time showed a 1.5 centimeter left adrenal gland nodule, not completely characterized and visualized on CT scan as well. Plan number one, for her adrenal gland incidental loma, she was noted to have a 1.5 centimeter left adrenal gland nodule on MRI abdomen with and without contrast, and this was visualized before on the previous CT scan. And at this point, we're going to check if this adenoma is functioning or non-functioning, and we have ordered a series of labs to determine if this adenoma is producing hormone. At this point, I'm suspecting that this is a benign adrenal gland incidental loma. She does report excessive sweating, which could be related to her thyroid condition. Next number for her hypothyroidism, she is on levothyroxine 137 micrograms daily. Next number, she will be due for follow-up CT scan of the adrenal gland adenoma in 1 year, which would be June of 2024, to reassess the 1.5 centimeter left adrenal gland nodule. Next number for hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next number for anxiety and depression, continue current therapy. Next number, follow the primary care provider. Thank you for allowing me to participate in your management. Oh, actually, one more test. Next number, I will also order a dexamethasone suppression test to check cortisol levels, and therefore I have ordered dexamethasone 1 milligram to be taken at 11 p.m. at night, and then draw her 8 a.m. cortisol level at 8 a.m. the next day. Thank you for allowing me to participate in your management.